Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third Aliyah of Parashat Bo, we have nine psukim after the ninth Makkah. Paro calls Moshe with an offer. He was prepared to send Bnei Israel on the condition that they leave behind their cattle. Moshe refuses, and he delivers a final message. There will be one more Makkah, Makat Bechorot, and in this Aliyah, Hashem tells Moshe to ask Bnei Israel to borrow or to request jewels from their neighbors, from their Egyptian neighbors. Now, the deal that was just mentioned that Paro offered to Moshe is very interesting. The Torah in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Dalid says, Vayikra Faro el Moshe vayomer, Lechu, ivdu et Hashem, rak tzonchem uvkarchem yutzag, gam tapchem yelechimachem. Paro calls Moshe and says, go, worship God. Even your children can go with you. Just leave your sheep and cattle behind. But Moshe refuses the offer. In the next two psukim, Moshe says, absolutely not. Our cattle is going to come along with us. Not a single hoof can be left behind. We must take them to serve Hashem, etc. And we have to ask, why? Why didn't Moshe just take the deal? Paro was saying, get out. Just leave your cattle here. Hashem couldn't take Bnei Israel out of Egypt while leaving the cattle behind. The ship is sinking and a lifeboat is waiting for you. You wouldn't jump on. You would wait until you had all your luggage. Of course not. So why did Moshe not jump at the opportunity? So I think the pshat answer is that the break with Egypt had to be complete. Nothing could be left behind in Eretz Mitzrayim. Bnei Israel had to leave Egypt completely and fully. If Bnei Israel left cattle behind, perhaps they would yearn to go back at the first sign of trouble, which many, of course, did, even with their cattle. But not only that, when they left Mitzrayim, they had to completely leave Mitzrayim. Absolutely no part of them, not their cattle, not their wishes, not their dreams, nothing could be left behind in Egypt. I think that's the pshat. However, there is a beautiful answer given by Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinowitz. He was known as the Holy Jew of Pshischa, HaYehudi HaKadosh. He died in 1813. Excuse me, he was the founder of the Pshischa Chasidus. One of his Talmidim was Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa. Hey, one of his Talmidim was the Kutzke Rebbe and many others. I will say that I have not found this in any of the Svarim that have been written from the Holy Jews Torah, but I found this in a Sefer called Iturei Torah on page 84. Again, why didn't Moshe take the deal with Paro? Says Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinowitz, the Holy Jew from Pshischa. Paro said to Moshe, if you are going to serve your God, so go serve your God. Why do you need animals to serve your God? Why do you need animals? Why do you need things to serve your God? Serve him with your emotions. Serve him with your thoughts. Serve him with your words. Lechu ivdu et Hashem. Rak tzonchem uvkarchem yutzag. But Moshe replied, absolutely not. Serving God without having an associated action is meaningless. Intentions, kavana, emotions, these are all important, and they all play a crucial role in our avoda. But intention alone, kavana alone, emotion alone, they never last. Intentions and emotions have to be associated and coupled with actions to have any real meaning. This is true about mitzvot ben adam lamakom, and it's also true and certainly true about mitzvot ben adam lachavero. I can be the most generous person in the world, but if I've never given tzedakah, then how generous could I really be? Paro could not understand this. He saw service of God as being independent of one's actions. But Bnei Israel, we see our actions as being critical parts of our avoda. We're going to leave Mitzrayim and we'll serve our God, but we need our animals in order to do that. What a beautiful message. Have an amazing day, everyone.